members present. So I called the meeting to order at about 7:15. And we have President David Caruso, our Superintendent of Schools, Ashley Phelan, myself, Ross Lally, Rodney Fournier, Jill Collins is our CFO, and we have David Cole, who is a member of the Board of Selectmen, representing them as is Rodney. And we have for Board of Ed, we have Ashley representing them. Apparently, David, they didn't, you guys didn't elect another member, did you?
Not yet. We're in the process of doing that right now. We should have somebody for the next meeting.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
And David Caruso, Superintendent of Schools, Mary, our clerk, and we also have the community voice. So hello, Nick. I'm pretty sure that's you out there, but whatever. And let's get going with the next item up.
Jill Collins and Jim Rupert, too, on the screen.
Oh, there's Jim down there. And I did mention Jill, but I didn't see Jim sneak in down there on the bottom of the screen.
You did say your name.
Thank you, Rodney.
At some point.
Okay.
What?
And we also have
Melissa.
Lori and Melissa.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Lori, I saw her in the background. She's being shy until she gets to talk later. So anyway, let's get down to public participation. I do not see the public here. I should just mention that Lori is our tax collector. So I don't see public here. So tonight we also have to elect officers, and I beg you, please pick someone other than me. But if elected, I will serve. So let's see what happens. So I guess I would, we have to elect a chair and vice chair. So we could put nominations out on the floor.
We have to do that tonight.
Yeah, right now.
Okay, so, great.
I make a motion that we nominate Tyler Edgert as chairman and Ross Lally as vice chairman. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Do you want it?
I don't know if I could second on that.
Right? No. Well,
Ross, okay. Are you not?
Well, we got a second. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I said I would do it. I'm not saying no, so.
Got it.
So if anybody wants to make another motion, we'll take a vote on it.
I mean, I would vote for Ross for chair.
Then you can make a motion to make Ross chair.
Oh, I'd like to make a motion to make Ross chair.
And do you have a vice chair you'd like to pick?
I mean, we could do Tyler as the vice chair.
Okay. So,
second that.
There you go.
Yeah, I didn't think that Tyler's ready. That eager and champing at the bit to replace me. But think about it for June.
I think there's more eager at the bit for stepping down. I'm hearing Ross.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Ross. I was just kidding. I do want to step down, but I want to also help us get through this budget cycle. Because I don't think it would be fair to, the new people and to the town and to the taxpayers to just have as much change as we do with what we're going to have at least like three new members.
Yeah.
And I think it's good for the continuity. And
so you want to make your speech now? No.
So discussion, you feel strongly about doing it or not doing it?
No, I'm very much willing, to do it. As vice chair, we're talking about, I'm on board.
So now we gotta take a vote.
I will say we have a motion on the floor for motion made and seconded for election of Ross Lally as chair and Tyler Egner as vice chair. Is there any further discussion?
Nope.
Then hearing none, I would say all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Guess I'll say aye because I think I can vote on stuff other than this is like an administrative thing. So I will vote on that too. Abstentions? Any nays? Then motion carries unanimously by those voting members present.
Enjoy your new position. Congratulations.
Thank you.
He sounds so eager.
David did tell me he would vote for me if he could, but since he can't.
One will never know.
We won't know officially what his real thoughts were, but whatever. So let's take a look at the next item up on the agenda was approval of minutes, which we have two sets of them for October 16th and November 20th. They should be in our packet. At least they were when I looked earlier.
So it looks like it's going to be up to you and Tyler to and Ashley to approve the October ones, right?
Yeah, because we had that was partly why we delayed it, the lat postponed it to this time, because we did not have anybody present other than me.
Oh yeah, you weren't a member yet, technically. So it was just the
Ross.
Ashley and Ross.
And it doesn't have to, and it's fine if everybody else abstains and just Tyler and
Yeah, we hadn't voted him.
I vote. Because you don't need to
Just
have
all in
everybody.
on October
He was on the
16th.
finance committee
Okay.
before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At that point.
Okay. It was the one
So
after.
there is three.
well, there's me and Bob Moore is not here. So the only members, the only ones who were present at the time were you, Tyler, and me.
And Ashley.
Oh, Ashley
Well,
was
Ashley was
absent.
absent now
No,
for
she's
the
listed.
October 16th.
Absent work.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so it's
You're
like,
never having more people at a meeting than that.
yeah, so it's okay to have everybody else abstain, and the motion can still carry with the two of us, you know, as long as we both agree, then there's the majority.
One
So
of you has
Tyler,
to make
did
a
you?
motion. So I will motion that we accept the minutes of October 16th as presented.
Do I have a second? I guess this is going to be someone
That's
else can
you. That's you,
second it.
Rob. I'll second it. Rodney.
Yeah,
Can second.
Rodney can second it. I don't want to really like get involved with motions or seconds for as being the chair. So
Right.
any further discussion on this motion made by Tyler to accept the minutes for October 16th as is, seconded by Rodney Fournier? Any discussion? Not seeing any. And again, please feel free just to speak up because I have the agenda and stuff over half the screen and I can't see anybody. So, Jim, Rupert, before you came on, I mentioned that I'm working from a very small screen down in Puerto Rico. So if you need to speak, just say something because I may not see any hands raised, either the virtual or the real.
And
So anyway.
I'm limited as well because I'm on my phone tonight.
Okay. So then I'm not hearing any further discussion. So I guess Tyler and I can vote on this. So all those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. So we have two ayes, which are Tyler and me, and then nays, abstentions.
Same, yeah.
Yeah.
One, two. Melissa,
And Ashley?
you,
Oh, yes.
Melissa, Ashley, and David, I think you're abstaining as well.
That's correct.
Okay. So then the motion passes by those who are able to vote. We have a unanimous two of us. So let's move on to the next set of minutes, which are for our last meeting in November 20th. So I will entertain a motion to approve those as is, and then we can have discussion after it's seconded.
I'll make a motion to accept the November 20 minutes as is. This is David.
Thank you, David. Do I have a second?
I'll second him. Yeah.
Rodney?
Rodney.
Okay. Discussion. This one will should have a few more people voting.
Ross, what is the protocol if I discover in the minutes something that could be corrected?
You
Say.
can certainly say something. You just
Okay,
can't vote
so.
on it. You're certainly.
In the Board of Education update, I spoke about us planning on a 17% increase in our health insurance. And the way this is worded, it appears that I'm anticipating a 17% increase in our budget built in for the 27 budget request.
And which this is under the board of that
Under
update, correct?
4C, 4C Board of Ed update.
That's where you get
It
one.
says
Yeah,
D. Caruso
that's.
expressed concerns for the remaining budget year with increases in the amount of 14 to 16%.
Yeah,
stayed
where it
at
was really just the
17%. So
insurance.
it was just anticipation for the insurance increase for next year. That would be a little deceiving for people to think we're coming in with this 17% increase. Well, I
Yeah,
will
that would
amend my
kill the
motion
budget
to.
before it even got started.
I will amend my motion to accept the minutes with the minor correction to the 17% increase in
And
item 4C.
I'll change my motion. Second.
anything else? It looks good to me that the rest of it, I missed that part, David, so thank you for jumping in. Then, hearing no other further corrections, I'll ask for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And then I'll say aye as well. Opposed, abstentions, and the motion passes by all those voting. And I will not be voting on any other actions tonight, so that was the last of my votes. And if I slip up and do another one, please let me know. So let's go back to the agenda, and we will go on to our elected official and town staff report so we can go on to the tax collection summary. And since we do have Lori sitting in the background, if we hear her sort of like gagging and such, that we know that probably there's something she wants to talk about because we got it wrong.
Did she get the floor?
I think it's Jill, right?
It's Jill. I'm just letting Lori know that she can jump in and fix things if she needs to,
Well,
and she's
Lori's
here.
report is different from mine because mine is cash. Lori's is what she has in her system, but mine
Okay.
is cash. So my reports are going to be different than Lori's. Mine is what's in the bank. So that being said, it will be different. I mean, Lori
Okay.
wants to argue. Well, okay, but do you want me to bring them up, Ross?
Yes, please, if you could.
Okay.
Because if I do it, it's just going to be that much harder for me to see what's going on.
All right, can everybody see that?
Yep.
Okay. I got to move everybody to the other side so I can see it now. So we are at 100.62%. And Ross and I had a conversation. And if you look below, we wanted to make sure that the new members know that that percentage is 98% of 100. When we build the budget, we don't build it for 100% collection of taxes. We build it for 98% collection of taxes. So that amount there is 98%. It's 100 on 98%. Did I confuse everybody?
So if the percent on the piece of paper were to read like 103 or whatever that math equals out to, that would actually be 100% of 100%.
No, it would be 103 of 98%.
Okay. Makes sense. Yeah. Which ends up being 100 of 100.
Yeah, we do the same thing with the this applies to both motor vehicles and personal prop. This applies to all of them. We don't ever plan on it. Collecting all of the taxes.
And
And there's
then,
going to be some quirks in it when we get into figuring it out next year. So just to let you know, because of the lower mill rate that we've been using and how we don't get reimbursed from the state and all that. So this is for this year so far. So next year, to just let you know, you'll be seeing things a little bit differently.
so I don't know if anybody else has any questions regarding this.
And I just encourage the new members, if you do have any questions, please just jump right in and ask them, because I can pretty much guarantee you that you're not the only one who's wondering. And sometimes it's good to ask things you might know about because it's a benefit to the public to explain it.
So a refunded would be somebody who sold their house or something, and no, that wouldn't be.
Lori, do you want to talk to the refunded part?
Yeah. So refunds, most likely, well, you have the different categories. We have a real estate, personal property, motor vehicle. So if there's refunds for real estate, it could be because there was an adjustment in the property which resulted in a refund, or it could be just an overpayment that somebody made on their taxes or duplicate payments. Sometimes we get motor vehicles, a lot of the times it's the same thing, adjustments, overpayments, duplicate payments.
So the return payments would represent what?
Checks we wrote back to the
Oh
taxpayers.
yeah, those are,
Yep.
yeah, those are the checks that we, or the rollover credits from last year,
No,
so that's you.
right?
No,
I don't have
no,
the
those are
returns.
payments that went back to the individual for overpayments this year.
The return payments are okay for
Return
over
payments
payments.
are checks that bounced or ACHs that bounced or.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah. Return
So I'm
transactions.
sorry.
That's a big number. Yeah.
Yeah.
What
Actually,
results in a
it's
return
not
payment?
compared to prior year. That's actually a smaller number than you'd think at this point in time.
Well, it's also
Sometimes
expensive.
people write checks out of the wrong account, or, you know, there's various reasons why a transaction is returned. 99% of the time, they come running, and, you know, different means or what have you.
Oh, so this 49,000 could come back somewhere else.
But yeah, it comes back,
Yes.
you know, but you have to return it to pay
Right.
it again. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, some of them won't though, because aren't they with sometimes with if someone sells their house, a mortgage payment was made by the mortgage company, and not come back.
Well, so sometimes like the adjustments, the closing adjustments for like taxes are
Yeah.
right. From seller to buyer too, so it's
Yeah,
not
that's
if
usually
it's
done
pre,
at the closing. We
yeah,
don't have any
exactly.
that.
They're
So
pre-paid.
we have a line item that represents what we got back from this $49,397.
It just
No,
goes right into payments.
so we
That's
it's
why
not
that
it would be
comes out.
lumped into some one of the other columns.
Right. So not necessarily calling it out to say this was due to a return payment.
Correct.
Yeah.
Got it. So we really don't know how much of that we recoup back. It's kind of hard to tell because it's all lumped in, right?
Well, if it's a negative here, it's probably positive there. So,
Yeah, like I said, there's
not.
99% of them do get paid pretty quickly right after.
Those are my questions.
Thank you, sir. I'm sure other people have the same ones.
That's why I asked it.
Bring you back. So here are the other revenues.
Oh, I don't
I
see
think
any.
Melissa, you had some questions on some of these, or was it more on the spend expense side?
Yeah, it might have been more on the expense side.
Okay. We'll get there.
Yeah.
No questions?
I mean, there's nothing that jumps out at anybody here. I mean, Jill or Jim or David. Well, actually, this isn't David yet. So, because we're about halfway through the fiscal year and nothing seems to be jumping out.
That's accurate.
Let's see, expenditures. So I don't, Jim can't see it to speak to it. So I'm not sure if anybody has any questions. Oh, well, I guess Melissa has questions. So go ahead,
Yes, she
Melissa.
does.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
All right. Well, just being
It's your
new, just had
job to
some.
have
No. It's
questions.
good to have questions.
No,
All right.
it's actually your
Yep.
job to have questions.
Everybody
Okay.
learned. Everybody learned something.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So I guess first one was just with the fire commission. I guess what we're a volunteer fire department, so what makes up that almost $300,000 budget?
That's a good question, and I unfortunately I don't have their breakdown. And I could send it to you if you wanted to see what the breakdown of the each individual accounts are. I just don't have it. I don't have it available tonight to
Sure.
give it to you, but
Yeah,
I
I mean, I'd
can.
just be curious. I
Oh,
think,
absolutely.
it's our job to look at all of these to see can we save money anywhere, in all of these expenses, is there anything that we can do to save money across the board?
Yep.
And I'm not calling out one in particular. I just don't know what makes up, some of these departments.
So this budget process that the selectmen are going to start going through, each one of these gets detailed.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
So
so when
we'll
they, yeah, I think then,
yeah, so when it gets presented, you'll be able to see where.
what the line items are.
Yeah,
And
because
when
they
do
came
we
through and discussed, and they, I think they were there at the last. Did we have Bruce? Bruce, yeah,
Okay.
we do all of them every year. They all,
Got it.
we said,
When do we start
yeah.
doing that?
Well, the Board of Selectmen does it with ours, and then it gets presented to the
Okay.
Board of
Oh,
Finance.
Melissa, you can attend or even Zoom attend their meetings. Or see the minutes after or the audio after about every single department and the breakdown. But they will present it in their packet every, they'll present it in the packet of all the breakdowns of all the departments they're talking with that night.
So much
Yeah,
like.
and you could also do the same with Board of Ed, just sit in,
Yeah.
virtually or in person.
Sure.
Much like these packets, they get posted ahead of time, so you can go look at what's going to be presented in the
Yeah.
packet at the BOS meeting.
Okay.
So we did post our dates
Or
for,
you, okay.
so it
Oh.
doesn't say which what we're covering what day,
Oh,
but
sure.
they're
Okay.
all maybe 10, 8 dates.
Yeah, because there's a lot of, things to get through. So, sure. Okay.
And if you do send that out, Jill, the I said when you do, could you send it to all the members of the
Yes.
committee?
Oh, I could send. I'll send last year's budget, obviously, because
Yeah.
he wasn't given this year's budget. But yeah, I can do
Yeah.
that.
I guess. And then one other question. I'm sure it's been brought up, but with our, police and, I mean, we're a small town. Or have we looked at sharing that cost with other towns? $300,000 is a lot for a small town. I don't know.
We discussed that at the beginning of December.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 2 full-time police.
Yeah.
Well, and of the 5 shifts there are to cover, they only cover 2. So there's a lot of different approaches, but state police and local police don't necessarily mesh.
Sure.
So if you get out of one, committed to another, we have
What
sat
is
down with state police.
what percent? I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
Don't
Ross.
continue, Rodney. I'm sorry.
So we have had a couple of sit downs with the state police hierarchy, and they're trying to improve how they do things, but and maybe we'll be able to keep coverage by sharing with other towns, but
Right.
there's nothing major coming out of it yet. So
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I could,
what
us being a small
percentage
town.
of their salaries are we currently picking up? Because I know the state has increased it over the years.
I can tell you.
It's 80% of their salary benefit and fringe.
That's what we pick up as a town?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. I mean, I gotta think it would be beneficial to them as well to also utilize other towns besides. I mean, we're one small town with two troopers. That seems like a hefty cost for a small town. I mean,
Yeah.
I don't think you need two troopers in the town of Bolton, but that's just me.
I'm not sure there's ever
So,
two on at once.
No,
yeah,
they're
this
just
is,
rotating. There's
yeah.
only one on at a time.
Sure.
That's true. Sorry, that's true most of the time. Sometimes they do overlap.
Yeah.
I think you'd be very surprised at how much the troopers are needed in our little town. Rodney does get the statistics every month, and he can tell you
Yeah.
there, there's way more activity for a small town than you might think.
Would we be able to see or share any statistics? Are they?
I don't. I believe I can. Yeah.
Maybe useful to see just because
I'll double check.
That's a theme that comes up maybe when we're talking about budget.
It does.
Like call volume and things like that. Yeah. Well, just yes. The expenses
the expenses of a trooper.
Dispatch.
People I've talked with.
So, like, seeing the breakdown would be helpful.
Right.
Yeah. To see, like, how often they actually.
Right. Like the call. Yeah.
But I think presenting that information to the public, because when they see we have two troopers in the town of Bolton and it costs us $300,000, even myself, I was like, okay, why? So if I'm thinking that, gotta
Yeah,
think a
it's
lot
one
of.
of those things. I think it's a good point, Melissa, because before I got involved in this and before I also knew Bruce Dixon and other people who know other stuff that's going on in the town, I'm like, why do we need them? And then when you do find out what's going on, there's a lot. So I think it's a good point that we should really talk more to the value that we get from this because it is a big chunk of change.
Yeah, and presenting those statistics of what they do, what the calls are, and percentage of calls, and why we feel it's needed.
Because I've had
Hey,
some people
Jim.
say they want us to drop police coverage.
I've heard the
We don't
same.
need
Jim, do
it.
you know if there's a problem with sharing that information? Or should I be calling Mr. Henderson?
Well, I think we can't talk about specific things that are going on, especially if it's an
Oh,
on.
investigations.
But the statistics are raw statistics. There's absolutely nothing in there that can't be shared publicly.
Right. So you could say there's 30 accidents over this period of time, or
Right.
yeah, or they responded
To
to
how many
recent.
calls, right. I
Yeah.
think those would be great things to put out for our town so people know
Yeah. And
what they are doing.
also in the fire departments.
Yeah, same, exactly. You know, because both of those costs, I mean, you're looking at almost $750,000.
Yeah,
Yeah, because
the
you'd
fire
also
department.
be surprised at the number of calls that the fire department
Oh,
answers,
yeah,
you know,
I'm
each
sure.
month.
That's
Sure.
about, yeah, fire department's about 500 calls a year, and they do share that statistical information when they present their budget.
Yeah, I mean that's a call of like 1.6-ish calls a day or 1.2, whatever.
So this is October, during the month of October 2025, the Bolton resident troopers, as well as Troop K troopers, responded to 121 calls for service in the town of Bolton.
In the month of October.
October.
Just
So,
that's 4 days average.
Yeah, but that's good to
Yeah,
know. I mean,
that's a lot.
you know, that is a
I think
lot.
the data is going to get out there one way or the other,
Yeah.
right? Either
Yeah, exactly.
say it is something we need or validates the need.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like presenting it more like just because they presented in the budget, not everyone's reading that. So how else can we get that information out to folks? Yeah, right. Exactly. Because if you're presenting in a budget, it's just getting lost. You
Yeah.
know, I mean, that's a lot of information, and people are just looking at the bottom line number. They're not looking at what is it? Yeah, exactly. So.
And then I guess while we're on the police and fire department, so it and Ross and Rodney, feel free to chime in. But the fire department, their budget is that, you know, there's part of it that is funded from the capital budget side, and then there's, you know, that their own set of, you know, like funding and accounting that isn't shared with us.
Sure.
So that was something that Bruce, I think we had a discussion with on that as well. So just wanted to, you know, have you aware of that as well. So that's not their entire, you know, full budget
That's just what they're getting from the town.
from the town side. Yeah.
Right. Got it.
Yeah. So there's Bolton Inc. Bolton Fire Inc., I think it's called.
Yeah.
And that's the commission takes care of the stipends and pay that all the firemen get. So it's kind of a payroll type thing. I don't know if the insurance is in there though. I don't think it is. I think we just seen that.
Okay.
Their insurance comes out of the administration budget.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
It actually comes out of the insurance budget. There's a separate insurance budget.
That's
Yes.
correct.
So if you look at, there's a liability insurance, I don't know which line it, property insurance, it comes out of there. But it does not come out of the fire department's budget.
And then administration and financial administration. What are,
Financial administration.
and then
Yeah, so
administration.
administration is the top one,
And
financial is
then
the
the third one
second
is the
one.
final one. What
Finance
are,
is my department, and the administration is Jim's.
okay.
And so this includes salary as well as any software licenses and such.
All software licenses at maintenance comes out of Jim's budget for everybody.
So then this is just salaries.
Salaries and,
Benefits.
or, well, what are we talking about? The financial?
Yeah, I was just talking about the financial
So
administration, and we
financial
can go on.
salaries, it's office supplies, it's so we have to have OPEB, which is it's po I always forget the it, we have to have a actuaries will take all the information on all the employees based on post, it's the after benefit, it's in benefits, like teachers that are so we have to provide insurance to teachers until they reach Medicare. So we have to offer to them. They don't have to take it, but we have to offer to them. And then any employees from the town that receive this benefit, we also have to provide all of this information to an actuary who does up numbers and creates a liability based on the information we give them. And then we also have a financial advisor that reports to Emma, which is our bonding, our debt information. And they also, what else does he do? Oh, he also provides, I'm drawing a blank here. He does, well, I he the other thing that he does is the loan for the fire truck every year, but that comes out of another budget. What else does he do? I'm drawing a blank, I'm sorry. But he reports, what the gentleman reports on our debt. So that's also comes out of our budget. So it's the two, the actuary and the financial advisor, office supplies and salary. Jim's budget is a lot more than just a few categories like ours is. Where ours is actually pretty small as far as line items are.
All these details will come out, then we start putting these. It's your best serve to keep your eyes on those when they start going around. And in reality, I think they're online from last year or somewhere if you wanted to look at the spreadsheets.
They should be in the packets of all of the budget meetings from the beginning of this year.
Okay.
So you wanted to know about administration next, Melissa?
Oh, yes. So the administration and then the, I guess, the fringe benefits. So if we, I guess it's with the fringe benefits, is that for the town or town employees, or because we talked about benefits in some of the other categories.
That is,
So
the fringe benefits are all personnel benefits. They're medical, dental, payroll taxes, retirement, all of the those kind of benefits.
does that include teachers, or is this
Nope, this is just the town.
just town? And how many employees is that?
Full time there, we have around 40, I believe. Part time, when you talk about seasonal and part time people, we're talking over 100. But
Yeah. Because I mean,
the
just the registrars by ourselves, we have, depending on what's going on with the elections, at some points we can have up to 30, part-time workers.
So that's where that comes out of then, this line item.
The payroll taxes for part-time workers. Yes, that's probably the only thing that's in there for part-time workers.
Okay, then the balance would be for the 40 full time.
Correct. And also with our insurance, because we go through the state self-funded, that with insurance, if we were to go out and get it on our own, the administration fee would be in the premiums. But because we're self-funded through the state, we are charged a premium besides we're charged a fee besides the premium, and that's separate. That's also in there. We also provide the employees with an FSA, which there's a small charge for that if people participate with that, and that's in there. I think that's it for administration fees. And other than that, it's just, payroll taxes, pension, medical, dental. We do waive if you don't take insurance with the town. There is a waiver for people, so that would be in there. And mileage, if anybody puts in for mileage.
And then last one, if you could just walk through the administration, what makes up that?
I'll let Jim do that one.
All right.
Unless you don't want to, Jim.
I mean, there's off the cuff, there's a lot that I'm gonna miss, but I can
High level, I guess. I'm not,
give people an overview. So I mean, it's the salary for the three full-time employees that work in the administration office, plus salary for the Board of Selectmen. We do carry funds in there to have a an intern every year, and we've gotten great value out of our interns. Unfortunately, this year we did not find a good match, so we did not hire an intern this year. As Jill mentioned before, this with very few exceptions, all of the software and licensing for every software program that's used in the town comes out of the administration budget. We have money in there for legal fees. We have funding in there for professional and technical services, and most of that gets used for engineering and other, we hire some people sometimes to help us do some technical work for grant applications and things of that nature.
Here.
Those are the biggest categories, but we also have funding in there for training. We have funding in there for some furniture. We buy computers every year. One of the things that comes out of the professional and technical budget is our IT service, and we pay, I don't know, around $5,800 a month for our part of the IT service, which is a shared service with the school, and they pay separately for their piece of it. But because we're working together and using the same company, and we're basically making it work opportunity wise for Novus that's providing our services, we are getting a discount. I think we have 2 more years left on our contract with them before we have to start looking at what's our next step. On a high level, that's most of the funding that's in the administration budget.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions? Guess we can move along.
This is just what was spent by the town out of grants this month, or I'm sorry, November. Okay, remind me later. Just informational purposes. Does anybody have any questions before I move on?
There you
Was
go.
the transfer? Yeah, it kind of went upside down. This is the transfer we had for November. This is the interest that we received. Or, well, all the interest we've received so far this fiscal year. These are the
Just Jill, could you go back, Jill? I'm sorry, to the interest. Again, just to point out that monthly interest received is lower. When you look at July and August, because we didn't have taxes, any tax collections because of the delay in getting the budget passed. So when you look at the others, you see it's like 50, 50,000 a month, 45, so forth. Effectively, that means we've lost like about 30,000 each of those months in because we didn't have a budget in place and weren't getting the tax revenue in. So that's another thing that folks need to be aware of when we talk about, the budget and the process for getting it passed. There's a cost, to not getting it done sooner rather than later. And they're not necessarily aware of the trade-offs.
Ross, I'm certainly not trying to forecast us being in a similar position this upcoming summer, but remembering the summer, I remember you continuously reminding the public that to do another referendum was $5,000-$6,000 area, right? But I think what may be helpful if we have to do this again is give voice to the dollar amount that we're actually losing in interest, because I know we talked about the loss of interest, but when I look at it now and see the tens of thousands of dollars that we lost, that may be a little more impactful for the public to hear that. I think maybe some people may have been under the understanding this summer that if we didn't pass a referendum, well, it cost us 6 grand. But it really didn't cost us 6 grand. It cost us 6 grand plus the thousands of dollars that we lost in interest. So
just by cutting $20,000 in one budget cycle, you're still losing money because you're losing.
Exactly right. And I think that probably got lost. I mean, I got lost on me. So
That doesn't really kick in until after June. When's the latest the taxes can go out?
that's when they should go
Yeah,
after
so you not only lost
July
you not
1st.
only lost the money up front, you lost the the compounding of that interest that we didn't
Exactly.
get.
If I'm not mistaken, as of July 1st, we were on our third referendum.
Correct.
I am right here.
So again, hopefully we won't get there this year, but if we do, that might be helpful information to include in our meetings and our publications.
To
Quantify it a little more.
So make a note and we'll make a note and we'll circle back to it later on when we get to the communications piece, so you make sure that we capture it there.
Any other questions, or should I move on? This is the balances at the end of the year, I mean, end of the month, and there's 2 years past, just for informational purposes. So I guess this is to speak to the information that you were just talking about. Yeah, it definitely, just look at July.
It's 15, almost $15 million difference.
After 5 million, you go below 5 million, you're not collecting any interest. So we were very close to not collecting any interest. I mean, when you look at it, 600,000 is a lot of money, but not when you're running a town. And at the end of July, we make our biggest bond payment, which is $750,000. So we came very close to not collecting interest for the month of July.
And then you get the fees, which are, they're like about, I think they said they could be around, typically they've been under around 2,000, 1,500 to 2,000, and we'd start paying, start paying those fees.
Correct.
Yeah,
Thanks, Ross.
definitely. So,
looking forward to next year's budget, process,
Quarterly
and
income.
looking forward to if you want to look at, talk to the bank again on the balance, if you wanted to lower that balance, if it, so say we lowered the balance because we want to collect more interest and we lowered it to 3 million. We would have been paying interest. I mean, we would have been paying fees on that. So it's something to look at going forward.
This is good information that kind of goes with my speech. This is good.
Backs it up.
Yeah.
One's
yours. I think also we had not a huge difference, but there's a slightly higher interest rate, last year. But I mean, the big thing is just the time and time money lost.
Yeah, last year I think we were doing 4.25 or 4%, and I think we're down
Four.
to 3.75 now.
Yeah.
That's assuming that the Fed doesn't lower their federal funds rate, because it seems that that's what our interest is pegged to. They take about 25 basis points off for themselves.
Think this is a question you can answer in terms of the taxes. So I know this year, like a temporary tax bill went out before the budget was passed because it was getting so late. What drives what date that temporary
Oh, I think there
bill
was an
was passed?
absolute deadline.
Yeah, but what
Charter.
drives
The charter.
Charter does,
Yeah,
okay.
okay.
Yes, it does. Yep.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's what I would encourage folks to read and have a copy of the charter available for the meetings. I got one on my desktop on the computer, just so that because we have to work within that framework.
That's good, Can we have that? Because everyone want the hard copies of that for next
Yeah, I think
time.
that'd be great.
Yeah.
Any other questions? If not, I guess we could move on. I think we are getting into Board of Ed.
All right. Good evening, everybody. As of November 30th, we've expended 31% of the budget, which is about the same, exactly the same, not about, but it was exactly the same as we were prior last year at this time. We're projecting to be about $40,000 less based on some savings that we're able to realize from our summer program, our ESY program. We're not only able to save some money in transportation, we were able to reduce a bus. Also, we were able to reduce staff and still meet the needs of the students that were participating in the program. So, got a little bit of savings there. Other than that, nothing else major that's popping out. No major anticipated expenses. Obviously, special education is always something that is very unpredictable. I know we're having some conversations right now about expenses that we may be incurring for the 2027, so we're trying to plan ahead for that. But this current year, nothing. The DRIP grant from the state to reimburse or help support maintenance of our facilities. We're hoping, I got word a couple weeks ago that they're planning on releasing the funds in January, which would be fantastic. I think we're set to receive approximately $55,000 or 57. Met with Jim, I mean, John Butchimovich the other day. And discuss some needs around both buildings, so we will not have a difficult time spending that money. But it'll be money well spent for sure. As I mentioned last time, insurance costs, we're anticipating them going up 17%. That's what we're budgeting for. Hopefully, it comes in a little bit less. But we're already seeing a significant increase in other utilities, energy, phone, our transportation is out to bid, so we'll be getting a new transportation company next school year. And so we've yet to receive those bids and start negotiating with the bus company. So fingers crossed that that goes well and that's not too much of an increase.
How many bids?
We don't know yet.
Oh, no. Okay.
They haven't come in yet. Questions for Board of Ed?
What was the ESY again? On the
That's extended school year. That's a summer program for students who have an IEP. And so those costs are sometimes we're estimating what students might need for their services. And that's why there was a little bit of a fluctuation, not only in the transportation costs, but salary employees, obviously. So we go in anticipating we'll need this many staff members for these students, and then the needs may change for whatever reason. And sometimes it goes the other direction. We end up having to spend more, but this summer we're able to save a little bit.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Good job.
We'll take it. Take those we can get
this. That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, it's a relatively short period of time for summer. It's like, 3, 2.5, 3 months
Yeah.
or so.
Yep.
This is kind of a side question, but looking like at this last page here where it talks about different departments and their expenditures, why is does math end up so much higher than some of the other equivalent departments? Like, you know, if I look at the library media center, it makes sense. You know, they got to purchase books, English have to purchase books, that sort of thing. You know why the math number ends up higher as well?
You talk about the 27.7 number,
Oh, mathematics, or just
under regular and what are
yeah,
you?
27.7 is 31.1 on
Oh, right,
25-26.
right.
Yeah, sometimes that has to do with materials such as manipulatives. We also have additional math staff members in the building to help support students that are maybe performing below grade level and need an extra boost in math. So we have some extra resources for those students as well. We also started our MTSS program, which is to provide interventions for all of our students that may need it. And that's something that's universal that all our teachers are doing. So there, I'm guessing a lot of that would be increases in materials, manipulatives, things like that that are needed for the math. Good question. Sometimes those are also, we'll be able to provide like supplemental programs, online
That's
programs,
what
or
I was just thinking.
computerized
The
things.
computerized
Yeah.
licenses and those end up being
Yeah,
higher.
like in science, they have virtual like labs and things that the kids can do, which is a little more interactive for them. So those sometimes. So some years teachers want to get those, some years they want to try something different.
Secondary.
Yeah.
I have no questions.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who's Ross? Was he there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, okay.
Just going to find the right item on the screen. So we move on to, let's see, other under these reports. If not, I think we've covered a lot of other and new business.
So, Ross, you had told me that some of the members wanted to talk about the audit process. Do we want to put that under other?
Yes, we could do that.
Okay.
Because I know that a couple of people were interested in that. And I've also think there's been some questions from the public about, we've had the same auditor for quite a while. And does that mean he's getting too cozy with us and not doing his job? So I guess that's something we want to talk about. I've heard.
Well, you've spoke to him personally with no one else around it, so you have an opinion. I would say let's hear it from us.
Yeah, I wound up talking to him because he's like gets a little corner office down by the registrars. And he said he would be happy to talk to us. And Jill, I know you've said he's told you the same thing. So I don't think he's told you anything different than he has told me. But in like I said, in the spirit of full disclosure, I spent, an hour and change, with him while he was there on and off, or while I was doing early voting. I'd go, as a registrar, I'd go over and, chat with him. And he would encourage us to make better, make fuller use of him, to understand his process, to help verify that, we're getting our money's worth, because the finance committee is the group that, through the town administrator's office and, with the help of Jill, we put out the bids. And he technically works, for us to do the auditing. He's in part of his budget is his pay is part of our budget. We have to approve it, for the various audits he does. And This year, because of the large grant monies that we had for the last fiscal year and for the one that's the one that we're in, it's like he has to do a federal single audit, so it's an additional expense. And so he would encourage us to make better use of him. He has some one ideas about making better use of our money. Because I talked to him specifically about, I mentioned to him, I said, so what would you think if I told you that, again, we'll talk about this further under banking, that we lose all of the interest payments when our account drops below 5 million. And his comment would be is like, where could I put that 5 million that might get us, that might get you better, money? And he had some other issues around possibly, it's not issues, but thoughts about how we manage our cash flow, which would help us better, he didn't tell me the specifics, but he had some ideas that might help us, maintain better use of our money. And he also encouraged us to get more involved with making sure he's doing his job properly. He has a bunch of questions he sends out to the Board of Ed and to the Board of Selectmen, to their finance departments. And he said it would be good for us to understand, the process of those questions that go back and forth, with him, because how else do we know that he's doing his due diligence, with, what's he supposed to do that goes into the report? So that's basically the gist of the conversation that I had with him. And so I will just put that out there, but he's willing to meet with us if he's down here, and he'll come in person if it happens to be when we're having a meeting, or if we wanted to do a special meeting, or he would certainly participate in Zoom. He was, Zoom sessions with us. And in the past, Jill and I have asked for questions for him, and nobody's come up with any. And he would feel more comfortable if we gave him more active oversight, that he would know that we know that he's doing what he should, or we may have suggestions for him. So I will just, leave it at that. Because that's all we talked about. So.
I can add just a couple of things to that. So I think it's important for Finance Committee to know that the questions that we get are very detailed, and it's not usually just one question. Usually that one question leads into three or four more questions. And usually the original list is well over 100 questions for the town side. I'm not familiar with how many questions he might ask on the BOE side. And Jill and I did put the last RFP out, and he was the only respondent. Unfortunately, it would have been nice to get other respondents so that you could see that the value for dollar with Stephen is very high. And the comment of, well, maybe he's getting too cozy. I don't, he doesn't, he's not cozy. I mean, he's friendly with the people that he works with on a regular basis. But I think because he is very familiar with Bolton, it allows him to hone in more quickly on some of the areas where he may have concerns. And he's very, very detail oriented. So I don't think that hurts us in this circumstance. It's not just a, glossing overview of everything. It's a very in-depth view of our finances and our financial management.
Ashley, question.
Sure. So as a former auditor as well, I thought when I first joined the Finance Committee, hey, let me meet with the auditor, kind of understand, what his background is, have a little bit of oversight there. And I'd say I was very impressed meeting with him. I would echo what Ross and Jim said. He displayed, an incredible amount of professional skepticism. I don't think he just takes things for face value. Sometimes, if an auditor has been in role for a time, you do generally want a new auditor, but I feel like he knows the town really well, but is not afraid to raise questions either, which is also evident by, for the past couple of years, he has raised issues in our audit reports before. He's not afraid to have, to raise control deficiencies in writing. He's not afraid to kind of raise that to the committee. I think it's on the committee now to kind of be more engaged with him, So, I feel very, comfortable with the auditor that we have. I find his services incredibly valuable, but, to his point, I think we can just build on the finance committee's oversight, with him and strengthen those relationships a little bit. So, just my two cents as a former auditor as well.
And it also helps us speak to the questions that the public may have too, especially if we have them in here. If we get, for example, were to request, that various times, what's, the questions that are going back and forth so that we can understand what goes into those.
Does anybody know what our budget is for this auditor? It 50, 60,000?
Is it usually around
45.
50?
It's
45.
45. And I just want to say that like Jim said, he was the only one that responded. If we go out and honestly, I'm telling you the truth, because the town I live in, Lebanon, Stephen was an auditor. They decided they want a new auditor. It more than doubled. I think it practically tripled. So what we're getting for the value, and we're not even spending that whole 45,000, but we have a concern that if we're building this budget, we're building a budget and not knowing if he's going to come back. So we always have to be prepared for if he doesn't come back, we're going to have to pay more. So that being said, municipal audits are just not pleasant. I don't know if Ashley knows. She was an auditor. I don't know what type of auditor you were, Ashley, but municipal auditors, they don't want, small companies don't want any part of it. And when you get a big company, they're going to charge you a lot of money. And they don't like small towns because it's just too small for them. So that being said, I mean, there are times Stephen and I have brawled over things where I disagree with him, and I don't just say, "Yes, Stephen, you're right," because some things it's an opinion, and so I don't just, "Okay, you're right, Stephen." We discuss things, and I'm sure that and Jim does the same. So, but he is not easy. And David can ask Casal. He is not easy, and we'd be much worse off if we had a big firm come in. It would be very time consuming for all of the both finance departments of the town and the school. And Lori can speak to, because Lori works with Stephen too, because he audits all of the tax collection. He's not easy, but
He's
you can talk
pleasant, but he's
to him.
not easy.
But he's not supposed to be easy either.
No.
The other thing I would just quickly add is, there's a value there that we wouldn't get probably with most other auditing firms, and that's when we have questions about procedure because we have something that's different, and we don't want to get in trouble for the next audit. We reach out to him, and he gives us guidance, and we don't get an extra bill for that. That is something
Like for
it's
that,
correct.
I was going to say, Jim, that would apply to like the snafu we had with the taxes that he gave us advice on how to
Yeah,
deal with that.
and there's
There
a
are things daily that happen.
right.
And Casal and I had that conversation today. It always seems to be something. And we call him and he is willing to help us at no charge, no additional charge.
And he'll tell us how to track things and what kind of information he's going to be looking for when he does the next audit, so we can collect that information and be ready to respond to those questions when he has those questions. So that's a real value in his service that we likely would not get, especially with a large auditing firm. We couldn't just call them mid-year and say, "Hey, we're having this issue." We could, but there's going to be a bill that follows.
So, thoughts from the finance committee, because my own thoughts were we should definitely have him in to speak with us. It's right now it's the holidays. I don't think we want to do it maybe until February, and we also were talking about getting our banking partners in again. So I would encourage, us to think about this and really come up with some questions, since I think we just came up with enough. Like, for example, what's the progress on the questions you're getting back? Who's answering? How are you getting timely responses on them? What does the back and forth look like? And also some of the other things too is ideas on how we might be make a better use of our monies. And some of that is with managing cash flow. Some of it is also how do we, what things do we put out for short-term notes, versus somehow make putting it into Kappa. So he's got some suggestions on that that might be helpful to us. So, thoughts. Ashley, you're thinking, I can tell.
Nope, I agree with all those things.
So where do you guys think this should fit in? Because I think some of it would be good input for the budget process to have it and then demonstrate also as, to the public that we've had him in and we've been talking to him and this is the value we get out of it. So that when that question does come up, we can answer it or we can proactively talk to it.
Just so that you know, so not all of the town's money is just in Chelsea Groton. We have money in the STIF account, which is the state account, but we have to be very careful because if you put money in the state account, it's not as liquid as Chelsea Groton's money. To get it out of there, it's like sometimes an act of God because there's one person that does everything there. So we do have money that collects a nice amount of interest in the STIF account. But again, and I use it, I put money in there for accounts like the cemetery account. There, we have a big chunk of money in there because the cemetery account, once you collect all of the money for all of the grave sites, that's all your revenue. So you now rely on interest. So I have a good chunk of money in the STIF account for the cemetery account because we don't use a lot during the year. We do for the mowing and this that kind of thing or different things. They think they did mapping this year and a few other projects, but most of the money is in the STIF account because we don't have to be as liquid with that. We also have Bolton Lakes is a big chunk of money that's collecting a nice amount of interest there. It's over 4%. So we have accounts that we don't need to have a lot of, or I shouldn't say a lot, but we have enough amount of money that we can put a good chunk in the STIF accounts. There, it's over there. So if not all the town's general fund is in Chelsea Groton. There's money in the STIF account collecting over 4%. So it's just that it's not as liquid as writing a check. You can't just get it out tomorrow. So you have to be very careful how much you put in there because you see how we came at the beginning of July. You saw where we were. We were pretty close to the $5 million mark. So we have to be careful in how things are spent. But there is, it's not only in Chelsea Groton. Just want to let you know, there is money in the STIF account with the state making good interest. So I just for information purposes, I just wanted the board to know about that. Because it's
Thank you.
hard, you don't see the behind the scenes kind of things. So part of the interest that you're getting and is in that money that you see as interest is the STIF account. Interest money. Okay. Ashley, do you have a question?
No, I'm
Does
just
that
now following
Ashley?
how we got here. So was this in relation to the auditor? Or
No,
you
just I'm just
just a
informing
comment.
you. Yep,
This
just a
is in
comment. Yeah, it's
relation
just a
probably to
comment.
my,
Yep.
I was going to say to my comment
PD
about better
funds.
managing cash flow,
Okay.
perhaps, or what are we doing with the
Correct.
interest? I think that would be a response to that observation.
Correct.
Correct. I thought we were trying to decide what we were going to do next with the auditor. I got it.
No, no,
But
no,
we
no,
need to do that
no.
too.
Yep.
So
Yep.
because I think the sooner that it's practical to get him in, the better it would be to help with explaining to the public his role and the value added, and you can demonstrate it. But by the same token, I don't think you want to have him in January. I don't know, maybe we do.
No, I think
So
that maybe the calendar just needs to be reset for next year, but maybe when the financial statements are issued would be the time to bring him in to discuss, any management discussion items that he has in his report. He can give a debrief on, how the audit went and what some of the more critical focus items were as it relates to that audit. So when I think those financial statements were passed out to us, was it a month or two ago? When does he usually wrap up his audit and issue his report, Jim?
Well, I had them for a very long time, but Ross and I decided because we were in the middle of a very sticky budget season that we not spend our time on them. It all depends on how he gets information back as to when it there's you can't really
How
put a
quickly he gets
pinpoint
all
on.
of his questions
Sure,
answered.
understood, but is it in the summer? Is it in the fall? What season are we in
No,
when?
it will be probably February, January, February, March, maybe.
Okay.
So, yeah. It all depends on how we get questions and he gets the responses back to him.
Okay.
So this auditor is a requirement, correct? It's not optional.
No, it's not optional. Well,
It's
you don't
not
have to have an
optional.
auditor if you don't receive state and federal funds. But because we
Right.
receive state and federal funding, we have to be audited by the state statute of Connecticut.
Okay, just so everybody understands that we
Yes.
don't do it because we want to.
No, not at
We
all.
do it. So, and his value is very good. He's been doing it for a long time. It's easy for him, and he comes up with some good answers. So I would agree that we would want to wait until his report comes out before we sit with him.
So then we would be looking at like February, March for a meeting with, the auditor after the statements come out, and then also maybe double up with banking partners, at the same meeting,
Yeah,
or
it's a good
one
idea. And
before
also
or
it's
after.
good to do it while it's fresh too. So think that
I'm
makes
not sure you want to do both of them at one time.
Yeah, so I
But
said maybe
it's
put
up to Ross. I mean
back to
Ross
back,
the
but
overall
yeah.
meeting.
I would, it's up to the committee, it's not up to me, but I would agree that you don't want to do them both the same night because they're two different topics. And we are going to have a lot of other stuff to talk about as we get into that part of the budget season. So I would think it sounds like we're probably thinking like in March to have Stephen in, and you might want to talk to the bank sooner than that. I don't know.
I have spoken to the bank and have let them know that you might want to hear different interest rates based on different amounts, that are held that don't receive interest. So they are ready if we ask, they would come to the January meeting if the board decides that they want, if I can give them a target amount and or a couple target amounts, they will give me or give me us information and we'll come to the January meeting if you so choose. Because I have talked to them already regarding that.
So, since we got them as a separate issue on the agenda, I think.
Yeah,
You do.
poor Lori. We should probably get to poor Lori so
Thank
she can go home.
you.
You're a boring girl.
Well,
As it comes
she's next, although
fast.
we do
Yeah. So why don't
communications, I
we?
guess we were,
So we
right?
still have
Yeah.
communication, or do you want to move Lori up? We can do a motion to move Lori up in the agenda, and then we can go into communication so the poor woman doesn't have to sit here through all that.
She's fine. She's really enjoying herself. No?
Really,
She's good.
keep the agenda going the way it is. That's fine.
Okay. So then I think we beat other to death. So it sounds like we'll talk again, but it sounds like March for the auditor. And we'll just keep that in mind. And it sounds that January, when we get to the banking part of the discussion, we'll talk a little more about that for them. So ongoing business is communication. And I do know that we did go on.
But we had penciled just that the making public like the interest lost that we were talking about because of the referendum being pushed back. That was something we just had penciled to, or, you know, pushed down to here.
Yeah, we had that, and also the, the cost of the ref each, the each referendum. Anything else you guys want to go through with communication? Because we did put that other 4 grand into the budget to cover this.
I know last time we talked about, I don't know, the coffee and conversation and trying to get a student to help out with those recaps. I don't know if any headway on someone like that.
So I talked to the Mr. Maselli. He was going to work on seeing if there was a student. I did get somebody to do the minutes. So we'll have somebody at the next one. I don't know if I'll see if she can come to the one at the senior center also. But she was going to come to the one tonight. So I don't think that'll be a problem.
Okay.
That's great. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
Was there supposed to be one tonight? And was it canceled?
We canceled that.
Oh, okay. I was wondering when I drove, there wasn't anyone here. I'm like, wow, that was a quick coffee and conversation.
Was the meeting canceled or did no one show?
No, we had canceled it.
What was the
Well,
reason
we
for
never
canceling?
really advertised it as being an
Yeah.
event. It was just penciled in. It was never actually scheduled. So
So who is
I canceled it because I was away and I just got back last night.
who would be the responsible party, or what group would be the responsible party for actually getting it scheduled?
Well, it's the coffee and conversation is a byproduct of Jim Rupert and I and David. So when we decide we want to have them, that's why we're the party.
I think we need to get them on the calendar soon, knowing we're going into the budget part. So
We'll work on that. Right.
we were had an email, couple emails going back and forth today about a date in January, and then my hope is it'll be I don't remember the date now, but I'll put it in my monthly update to families when we get back from winter break.
Because it would be good to have this laid out at the beginning of the budget cycle so that they know what to people know what to expect, and it's on their calendar, so it's not a last minute thing.
I think the coming back to that communication topic after the next coffee conversation would be helpful, because we had put that budget aside to kind of help us figure out, hey, how do we want to communicate the things that the taxpayers actually care about? So if we we could talk about what they might care about right now, but I think it would be important to come back to this once we actually know, hey, in that first conversation, this is what was important. Okay, we're going to spend some time and money putting together a fly sheet for that, or putting together some communication for that. So I think we come back to this at the next meeting.
We were discussing about having.
Following the coffee and conversations?
Yeah.
Yeah. So get the feedback from that and
And
then make a
then
plan
put
for the
something
next meeting
together.
based on the feedback. Yeah. Yeah.
And were you
Makes
planning
sense.
on doing the coffee and conversations before each of the finance meetings? Was that
Well,
what?
they weren't necessarily designed to be just about finance, first of all. But so don't limit
That
the
did, yeah.
criteria with that.
Sure.
But whatever topics we decide to discuss, we'll. So, whatever it happens to be, grants, whatever,
Got
just people may just want to talk about school one night. I don't know. Who knows?
The conversation tends to always come back to budget, though, so that's the general idea about.
Well, it did. Well, we've only had a couple of them. So, and it was at the end of that season, we were just trying to educate people because they just didn't get a lot of what was going on. So.
I think that they're not necessarily separable because a lot of talking about what the Board of Selectmen are doing and what the Board of Ed is doing helps people understand where their tax dollars are going. And then that kind of feeds into the can we talk about the numbers that are associated with what all these good things you folks are doing? So I think we'll find they kind of go together.
Agreed.
Because part of this is sales. It's an honest type of
Right.
sales that we are making people aware of what we're doing, the value they're getting for, all the money that, they're spending, their hard-earned cash.
So was it our thought to have this before the January 15th then, do we think? To have that, try to do a coffee and conversation prior to that? Or was it?
Well, no.
I think it was that we were going to try to do the senior center the morning of the budget,
It is
the next
the
finance
15th.
meeting.
Yeah, we're going to have one at 10
Oh,
o'clock.
okay. And then maybe we can do one before
We're
this meeting
trying
also.
to, well, senior, right? We're trying to get one for the seniors.
Got it.
And if you
Yeah,
say 10
great.
o'clock, then you can attract them. We're hoping.
Yeah,
We don't know.
sure.
This is all new. And we don't want to be sitting around talking to each. We don't mind talking to each other,
Well,
but
yeah, that's not
that's fine.
beneficial, though. I mean, you need to talk to the people.
So
So, yeah.
just clear, the plan is to do it at the senior center, but it is open to anybody.
Which is good. So
Anyway,
open to that.
we talked about it and decided to take it on the road and try to make it at a time that would be available to those that don't choose to drive at night, may not Zoom. This was a conversation between Rodney and I and Dave, and we decided to do that. We're still kind of up in the air as to whether we want to try to do two in the same day, but we definitely decided that we would do it at the senior center at 10 o'clock on the 15th.
So, how early? Just to go back to David's point, when are we going to advertise that, Jim?
That right after the first of the year, we'll start advertising that. Rodney and I had a brief conversation today, and we need to include you in the conversation a little bit before we start advertising because we want to have a little bit of a focus on what we're going to talk about. I mean, we try to leave the conversation open-ended so that we're taking any questions that people have, but we may want to focus on some, one or two topics in particular. And we haven't narrowed that down yet. We just narrowed down the date and the time.
Yeah, I do like the idea of having a couple topics going in, but to Ross's point, I'm not sure all roads are going to lead back to the budget, I believe, with these things, which is
Possibly.
not a bad thing,
Right.
but maybe if to your point, if we had a couple things going in that we want to talk about that had budget implications, then maybe that kind of jump starts the conversation, and I don't know, but I'm not sure, exactly sure what those two things would be.
And that's exactly what Rodney and I said. If we have, two or three things that we can go in and talk about and, try to engage whoever's there and generate questions and feedback, and really have that, back and forth communication, because I think that's what really makes a difference. That's what gives the value, to these conversations, because people have the opportunity to ask what's on their mind and get, responses. And, kudos to you, Dave, because, I remember one time we didn't have the answer. It was a question specific to you, but you came the next meeting prepared to answer that question and made that information public. So, I mean, and that's the kind of credibility we need to build with these meetings.
I wonder if there were a couple major themes that we can think of that kept coming up last budget season, that we could identify. Maybe those are some things we could start a conversation around. If there was one or two things we could say, hey, people were really concerned about this in this last budget season. Maybe that's why it took so many times to pass it. They were really concerned about these things. And maybe if we know what those things were, we can pick one or two and say we're going to be discussing this and other items.
Yeah, I think
Yeah,
like efficiencies between departments was kind of,
sure.
like that.
I just want to fill the town in on different topics as well, not just budget. Not that I understand that's what everybody here is concerned with, but there's a lot more to the town than just the financial budget. The school's got programs. It's up to the seniors. There's parks. There's all kinds of, what are the grants? How does CROG get involved? There's a lot of stuff to talk about and educate the town on besides the budget, because that's not what they think of every day. It's what they think of when referendum comes around, and they wait until it's late to try to figure it out.
So maybe what we could do, like from my perspective, maybe I can put together like a little highlights of the BOE, what's happening around Bolton schools, and come with
some highlights, celebrations of things that are going on in our school district right now that I want them to know about.
I think that's almost more important than trying to educate them on the finances, because there's going to be three of them out there that are going to walk away with something. The other 20, you're going to still be baffled.
But it's,
So.
and I like that because it's the things that we're putting our money into, and these are the results. You know, these are what you we can show, which I think are great. People need to know why we spend this money, and here's why, you
Our
know.
fire department takes care of the trails, the people on the
Right,
trail. No, just
whatever it is. Isn't
educate
the
them.
school
Yeah.
like number so-and-so and some, you know,
Yeah.
that those are
Yes.
the kind of things
Yes. Right. It just.
that's good
I
to throw
agree.
out there.
Yeah.
And
So definitely not all budget related. Also, you know, the good that comes from us spending this money in this town,
So
you
that's my
know.
direction,
Yeah.
just so you
I would
understand.
agree.
You know, I think one thing I talked about last year with people, anybody that would speak to me, it was like, I think when the referendums kept getting voted down, there was a lot of negativity around the town, the schools, and I try to remind people that even though the budget hasn't passed, that doesn't take away that Bolton is a great place to live. It's an awesome place for families. It's a great place for kids to go to school. And so
We need
let's
to talk
keep
about
those things in the conversation. So,
not just budget.
absolutely. Yeah. So, but I'll plan on coming there with like a what's happening in Bolton Public Schools and some highlights and some share outs.
I mean, I think we don't need to wait to let people know when this meeting is, what the topics are going to be. I think the sooner we let people know this is going to happen, they can plan. You know, I don't think I would wait until after the first of the year. I think I would do it sooner, just so people know. And I
Anything
like, I
else?
mean, it could be as simple as what you just said.
Yeah.
What, you know,
An
what's
update
happening
on
with the
where we're at
sports event?
about mid-year in the school year.
Yeah.
Some exciting happenings at Bowen Public Schools.
Right.
Keeping in mind that it's at the senior center and we're hoping to attract seniors. So
Yes.
kids and
So
seniors.
our students just went to the senior
They
center right
heard
before
that. That's
Thanksgiving
awesome.
and prepared a meal for all of them. It was awesome. And
Great.
then they were at our high school. I'm losing track of the days. Today, Thursday already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
Tuesday or
kids that
Wednesday
are.
this week, they came to the high school for a cookie tasting activity, which was fantastic. So,
No,
yeah.
it's the kind of thing that I think we should. I don't know. If it boils down at the end with people trying to figure out numbers, then whatever. That's.
I like
I think
that.
that's great.
I mean, there's plenty to talk about the great things happening in our town.
That was the original intent. So I just don't want it to be gravitated toward finance intentionally,
I don't
100%.
disagree with you,
It'll come around.
but there may be value come when we get into the heat, heart of budget season to have a specific night for questions and answers specifically about the budgets.
I agree with that too.
And
Like
you've
once we
also
get.
per Go on,
Go ahead,
Rodney.
Russ. No, I'm good.
No, I was just going to say, because then you're also preparing the way for the budget discussions because people are already been primed and made aware of the values that they're getting. And even if you're at the senior center, a lot of those people went, they're townies, they went to school here, and they all have the value of the public school. And I think almost all, I'm just saying.
I wonder if it would behoove us moving forward to put on the calendar a coffee and conversation quarterly. Let's just say, for argument's sake, quarterly, right? And coffee and conversation will be about general happenings in Bolton. It can be about what's happening in the parks, in the trails, whatever, schools. We can do whatever we want. So if we had a standing coffee and conversation that was pre-scheduled for the year, each quarter, right? Then in addition to that, if we want to set specific nights for
Little pop-up
budget
nights.
question and answer, we can do that in the spring.
Think we're better off doing that.
You know, and that way people aren't confused which what it is. And we can steer those quarterly conversations around the great things that are happening. Some budget questions may arise and we'll field them. But make it the culture that those meetings are to talk about, just keep people informed about the great things that are happening in Bolton. Maybe they're not reading the newsletter. So maybe
That's
they
right.
want to hear from me directly what's going on in our schools, or
Right. Yeah, I
and
think
we
it's a
can
great
have that
idea.
at different locations too.
So we'll come up with a quarterly date.
I mean, that's I'm just throwing that idea out
I
there. I'm not
like
saying
it.
that's what we should
Well,
do.
it's already broadcasted for these quarterly dates at a certain
That's
time,
great.
and the rest we can just pop up as needed.
And then people know when we have the one specific to the budget that that's when we talk about that item. And hopefully that will increase the sense of transparency and openness from us.
And of course, we do have that in the public hearing when we present our budgets as well. I mean, it's exactly what we do. We present the budgets and ask any questions. Now, the fact that there's only four people sitting out there is a different story, you know. So they wait until after to say,
I
hey,
know.
you didn't tell us.
I wonder that if we start having these regular things, if we won't get more people to show up to those.
Great.
We've been having
The
good
answer might be
turnout so
no.
far,
So, yeah, we've had good turnouts at the coffee and conversation. So maybe then when we have th that budget
Together,
presentation,
right?
they'll
We could call it
come out.
the budget coffee. One that's well under structure.
I think it's a great idea. I like it.
Anything else for that now?
So just where we're at, are we going to advertise earlier than the first of the year when this is going to be? And it's on the 15th at 10 in the morning, Jim.
Why don't you and Rodney and I find a little bit of time to chat and just identify a little bit early next week, and then we can listen, if we're ready to advertise it and put it out, we'll do it sooner. And we just need to collaborate so that you're putting it out in your newsletter and we're putting it out in our newsletter at the same time, or at least near the same time.
And I think it could just be even as simple as, like, I save the dates.
That's exactly
Put it on
right.
the
Save it
calendar,
up.
put a post up,
Save the
save the
date.
date.
We if we have a communication going out this week or early next week, and so we can certainly put the save the date.
That's all you need.
Save the date early next week, and then I'll do a family update that Sunday night before we return to school.
You can even just say it's a town update from one of the departments. You don't need to figure out which one, or like from departments with apostrophes around the S. You don't need to know which one exactly yet. You know, if you think you're going to mix it up and into small bits from different departments.
Different departments. Is it as in
Well,
lost
different
their
like, or
way?
different like groups, areas of town, kind of thing from
Parks
different.
and Rec, Board of Ed, et cetera.
Rodney and I.
Highways.
We'll
Selectmen.
discuss that. I get what you're saying. We'll see what we come up with.
Maybe in the future we'll have guest speakers and podcasts. I see this thing growing.
Easy, easy. You know how many meetings we got coming up?
The Dave and Rodney podcast. I'm starting to generate some
Anything
notes.
else? Anything else on this topic?
No, I don't think so. Not for me.
Okay. Sounds like we covered it for now. So why don't we move on to Lori? And just in full disclosure, I invited Sandra Pirog to speak to the any questions regarding the registrars, related to Lori's proposal. I already, let Lori know about that as well. And I guess I just don't want to be the one who's speaking about, while I'm wearing this hat, I don't want to also be wearing the hat of, the registrar. So if Sandra hasn't been bored to death by what's going on already, she will be here to answer questions as we get into, as after we're through with Laurie's presentation.
Well, thank you for inviting me tonight. Just short presentation on, how the tax bills and the budget kind of go hand in hand. And I just want to congratulate the new board's members. And as the Finance Committee begins planning the upcoming budget meetings, I'd just like to ask that we intentionally consider the tax billing process as part of that planning. Tax billing is the final step of the budget process. How we get there and when we get there matters more than it sometimes appears. To have tax bills out by July 1st, which is our goal every year, the mill rate needs to be adopted by June 15th. And realistically, The earlier, the better. Once the mill rate is set, there is still required work to be done. Tax bills must be loaded into the tax system, processed, mailed, and legally advertised. All of that needs to be completed so tax bills can be mailed out by June 30th. The sooner tax bills go out, the sooner revenue comes in. That improves cash flow, supports smoother operations, and reflects positively on the town's efficiency. Delays, on the other hand, create unnecessary pressure and can impact how the town is perceived by the public. Understandably, we don't always know when a budget will be approved by the voters, but thoughtful, intentional planning around the budget calendar can significantly improve our ability to meet those deadlines. By starting the budget voting, the first week in May means that even if we go to a fourth budget referendum, we should still be close to that June 15th deadline, thus preventing very costly delayed billing or sending second supplemental bills that are often very confusing to taxpayers and mortgage lenders. So my recommendation is that this committee plans the upcoming and future budget schedules. We do so with the tax billing in mind, aiming for early referendums the first week of May, whenever possible, to allow for the four referendums by or close to the June 15th deadline to adopt a mill rate. This supports timely billing, steady revenue flow, and strong operational efficiency for the town. And that's all I have. I'd be happy to answer any questions in regards to that.
So we're required how many days between referendums?
It's 7 to 21 days.
At the most, yep.
7 to 21 days.
And 7 doesn't work for the registrars.
Well, because we have to have the budget information out to the public 5 days before, that gives you 2 days to make all the changes to the budget and get it out to the public. And you have to meet in that time period too. So you have to meet, you have to make your changes, discuss it, make changes, then you have 5 days to have it before. And I have a calendar kind of to, Ross, I did make a calendar to
Okay,
that point. It's kind of a quick runaround. It kind of gets nutty. So usually 14 days is best because also the registrars have to have their ballots done. So
we have to test the machine. Sandra, I don't know if you want, if you're here, if you wanted to speak to it.
I don't see her,
Sorry, I see her online. I heard,
I
is
don't
this
see
your
her,
phone
Ross.
number? Did you call in?
Yeah, she
I
was
muted
there
her.
before.
I think I'm gonna unmute her.
I think she's
Oh,
gone now.
that's not me, voice.
No,
What
she's
was?
there. I think
That's me,
she's
voice. This
the
is her. This phone number down here. Yeah.
Yeah, there you
There
go.
she is.
I'm
She
here.
should be there. Thank
That's
you.
what I thought. I saw about 3,800, and I remembered from all of the
The
curbside
text
voting signs,
messages.
so I knew you were
Yes,
here.
exactly.
Thank
I
you.
couldn't figure out how to unmute myself.
Thanks for waiting.
From the registrar's point of view, 7 days is way too short. We struggle with 14 days. There are some things that are ongoing that affect it. And this year, we're getting a whole new, again, re voting registration system and ballot building system. And we'll be using that for the first time for our referendums. So we'll be learning new software. We've got a new vendor for printing ballots who is very good and in New Britain, so we can get things faster there. But we're also required to test the machines. And the Secretary of State has said that we have to have at least four tabulators for the referendum because we have to use a separate tabulator for our absentee ballots. We're hoping that changes, but it hasn't as of yet. So to test a machine takes at least an hour, and it requires representatives from both political parties, and it has to be open to the public, and we have to give the public 48 hours notice. And we can't test until our ballots are printed. So I understand where Lori's coming from because Ross and I and a lot of other people gave up our summers this year for six referendums, but 7 days is not going to cut it for us. A potential
Well,
might be to cut it to 12 days, but then you're not doing it on Tuesday and the public's going to be confused.
if we start the first week in May, we can go every 2 weeks and still get in four referendums close to June 15th.
you just
That'd
have
be
to
the
watch around Memorial
sure.
Day.
Yep.
You know how that cycle falls. Because we can do
Yeah.
2 weeks because our vendor is very good with the ballots and they will get them done quickly. So I think we can avoid the having to do 3 weeks as long as you don't have a holiday too close to the vote, you know, the day of the voting, and people will say, well, you know what, we were on vacation.
Right. And
We
from the
do.
registrar's point of view, Memorial Day really needs to be 3 weeks because you're asking people to give up the holiday and the weekend before the holiday to test machines.
So the way if we started the first week of May, the way Memorial Day falls this year, you would actually miss Memorial Day. You would be the 5th, the
Yep,
19th,
19th and
and then
the
you would be into the first week of June.
right.
So the 19th would be the Tuesday before Memorial Day, and then you'd be after Memorial Day.
Right.
You wouldn't be the week of Memorial Day.
And since it's the selectmen who set the dates for the referendums, I think this conversation, my recommendation would be that we all have this conversation with the selectmen as well.
Because there's also the other part too, Sandra, that we need to talk about too is the budget impacts of this, because we had budgeted for four referenda within this fiscal year, and we did six. You know, yeah, we did six.
No, we did. We've already done three.
No, I'm sorry, we've done three for this fiscal year, and then we had budgeted for four altogether.
Four.
So if we do
Correct.
four more, then we're like twice as many as we budgeted for.
One referendum.
Yeah, then we should just aim for one.
We're gonna, that's right. So let's get
It's
it
gonna
done.
happen on May 5th.
One, May 5th.
Yeah, so that's what I'm just saying. It's just like
Well,
there's a
not
lot of
sense
pieces with
to
this,
put
which
this
we
in
have to
there.
get
Yeah, but
to. I like the way. Yeah,
no,
no, May 5th.
okay, you said it.
I know.
That's what we say at the meeting, so.
May 5th sounds great.
All of that
So then
being
that means we.
that said, though, so you're a new committee and new members, and it's a new process. It's going to be, you're going to, so you, so let me just share the calendar that I created. So for the new members, so you understand when things are due and you need, when you see them, if you will. Give me 1 second, let me pull it up.
And the other thing to realize too is that our budget information will be even more preliminary the earlier we start.
So the budgets have to be in to the members, to the finance committee by law, by state statute, by the 15th of March. So you're not going to get all the budgets together until that point. So last year, the Board of Ed and the Selectmen weren't ready to do the budget presentation on the first, which would be our 19th meeting, the date of the 19th, which is our regular meeting. Last year, they pushed it off another week. So depending on when the boards are ready to present the meeting, this could all change, and it's just a draft, and I just put dates down. And you're better to have more meetings than less, because you can always say, oh, we don't need that meeting, and we can cancel. So again, this is all just a draft, but so if everybody wasn't ready by the 19th to present their budgets, say they were ready on the 24th. So this is how it would go. Usually they don't meet on the week that kids are out of school because families are going on vacation, board members go on vacation with their kids. And in the past, that's how it pretty much presented. And so this is just a draft again of how it could be. So it depends. I mean, I don't know how many meetings it's going to take for board members, to make decisions, but this is just a draft. The Board of Finance or the Finance Committee has until May 10th to put their budget together, present it so that residents can vote on it. So, but that's just the absolute latest date. You can come up with a budget before that time. The Finance Committee has to have their public hearing before May 1st. You could have several public hearings, but you have to have the last one has to be before May 1st. So again, this is just kind of the charter and the dates and information. Now, this doesn't say that I didn't do it as the first week for the referendum on this one. Because the Finance Committee has until the 10th, I had your last meeting as the 7th, but that can all change. Again, it's just a draft.
If I could just add to that, and maybe even Dave doesn't know this, but one of the reasons that we waited until the last minute in March to submit our budgets to the Finance Committee is because that's when we get the final numbers for health insurance. And we had budgeted, I want to say, 15%, and we were able to drop that to either 11 or 12%. And that has a huge budgetary impact, especially for the 200 employees that the Board of Ed has. So that's the reason that trying to obviously we have to meet the deadline that's in the charter of March 15th, but that's the reason that we have to wait kind of until the 11th hour to get those budgets turned in.
Yeah, am I misremembering? But I feel like last year those numbers came in even later than that.
I no, I think
Yes,
the health
they did, but
insurance
we
numbers like this
changed
summer
them
really
as
late.
we went.
Yeah,
We
yeah.
made changes.
Okay.
But that's why we waited until the very kind of the last week. And I want to say that,
Got it.
our budget and Kristen's budget were turned in that last week, and then the Finance Committee had them, and then but we didn't present before the 15th. We presented after the 15th, if my memory serves correct.
You're correct, Jim. It was the following Tuesday.
Yeah,
Because you went
And
into
this
it
could
with a
change. This,
placeholder.
right. The calendar can change. I just kind of, because the same situation could happen with the insurance again this year.
Yeah, right now they're telling us March, but I mean that's the subject to change without much notice, honestly.
So does this budget, this calendar you have, how do we finalize that? I don't think it's a tonight thing, but
No. We just, because we were kind of trying to put a visual together for Lori's. So even this isn't what Lori exactly wanted, but it's pushing it further than we've ever done before.
sure. But how do we make it final if we were to?
Well, we
Because
don't have
she
to make this final tonight. It's just
no, one.
because we have time to make this final, but I would suggest that you have more meetings rather than less, because we can always cancel them.
Three
And I'm
15 is a
sure
Sunday.
because we have the other meeting areas that we could probably accommodate them. I looked on the calendar, but not all the budgets for 26 are up yet. But these were all doable. I didn't call Jim's office and talk to the girls and see if there was anything on the calendar. But I think we have enough areas where we could meet somewhere.
Do the meeting dates require a vote to set
Yes,
them?
they do. Because they'll have to be posted. Yes. But again, we keep looking at the same thing for a little while until people are comfortable with it. Can they get the time off or get the time to do this? Are they available? That kind of thing. So it's not tonight thing, but
Yeah.
maybe you can look at your calendars when you go home and see, I didn't send this out because I did this kind of last minute. But
And
I
to
can send it
Jill's
out to
point,
the board members.
yeah, I was going to
yeah,
say
I
to
was
your
thinking
point.
we only have two meetings between now and March, February, January, February. So if we don't set the meetings in January, then we would have to set them in February. And I think having them as a discussion and action item for the next meeting would be beneficial for everyone.
So again, I can send this out to all the board members so that they can and put it online too. I can give it so they can post it so that you can look at it and say, nope, we can't get enough people to come to this meeting or that meeting. So if everybody can look at their calendar. And again, this was just, I just put this together. Doesn't have to be.
How many
I
people
just
need to
think
be
that with
here?
new members, the more meetings you have to discuss, the better.
If you could send that out, and then we can talk about it and act on specific dates next meeting.
Yeah, and so I just say for the next meeting, it's just come with the ones that you cannot make and see if that leaves us with a quorum.
Make sure you fix that 315, make it a day other than a Sunday.
Well, no, that's state statute.
That's charter due date.
That's
Right.
not that I that's when the state requires the budget. So you're going to have to get the budget to the members by Friday. Because that is state statute. That is the day. It's not a calendar day. It's the day.
And the state doesn't care whether it's a weekend or not,
They do
as I
not.
know from the stuff we have to do for the registrars.
No, if you put 313 on there, that'll be a Friday.
Okay, I can do that.
Please, thank
I
you.
will. And I'll put in parentheses, but state statute says the 15th. Yes, I can do that.
So then, as long as we know this and we know when, we're going to have the public hearing and all that other good stuff, then we can then start backing into what the dates would be for the referenda and, with the, 2 week intervals.
So if you look, we could do, we could, well, so if you have your, depending on when you have your public hearing, we could probably push it so that maybe you could. And again, like Sandy said, it's up to the selectmen to pick the referendum date, not us.
Yeah, and we usually, Sandra and I usually are the ones who go and present to the selectmen what the budgets are. And we also, when the referenda would be, we would work. And we also have to take a look at what our budget is and see if there's any other accommodations that need to be made, such as shortening the election day, which is, allowed by state statute and our town charter.
So if we're going to work on this for the next meeting, is there anything else we need to talk about here for the schedule?
I'm
Nope,
sorry.
I wouldn't think so.
No, and I think that is, I just want to thank Lori for, the work she put into this and Sandra for coming here.
Thank you. Are you looking at the time? No. Thank you.
Yeah, let's, we should get going because Santa's going to be coming soon.
I think he already came.
Sent two Jill to us.
You jinxed it at the beginning, Ross. Okay.
Okay, Kappa meeting dates.
Do we have a list of
Options?
things? Yeah.
I don't think.
The
Because I.
selectmen had talked about the 13th of January and the 20th of January.
Well, we were told to not look at those dates when we talked about setting
budget workshop dates because we were going to talk about them here. So we did
because
not
we.
discuss at length any CAPA meeting dates.
Yeah, so that's up to us because I just wanted to make sure we would have a quorum among all the members, the finance committee, because otherwise it's a problem. So the 13th and the 20th, was it the 13th and the 20th were originally proposed, and we could do that or we could do others.
So if I'm
I guess
Thursday,
if I
January, I don't remember.
January 13th.
No, this is something that was in a selectman packet.
Got it.
Ross came to the selectman's meeting and said, "Hey, we should discuss this here." And that's why I was just looking through the packet to see if we had dates.
It's the finance responsibility, not the
Got it.
selection, but traditionally it's just been set forth by the.
So Ross, can what is Kappa in a brief synopsis?
Brief
Like, what is.
synopsis of this is basically all the capital improvements that the Board of Selectmen have and the board of, and the Board of Education have are presented to the Finance Committee, who engages in a discussion as to which of those items should be kept as is. Should they be split up over the course of several years? Should we just say no? It's like we work through with the interested parties, what goes on our capital, agenda. And
Got
the amount of capital projects we have is a minimum that's set by the charter, and I forget the percentage of it offhand.
it. I think it's like $600,000, so it must be 2%.
No, it's one to four, 1 mil to 4 mils. You cannot
Right.
do
Yeah.
less than 1 mil and not more than 4 mils. So if you're talking about a $27 million project, well, I guess it really isn't our mil. It's our mil, our grand list.
Yeah.
So we have to wait till we have the grand list. So last year our grand list was in the 600 million. So. Or 600,000, 600 million.
Well,
600, yep.
I think it was 600 million. We had to
Million,
come up
yep.
with 600,000.
Correct.
I think
So
600,000
that's a
grand list, we got
mil.
a big problem.
Well, yeah, right. No, 600 million. So it say it went up to 700 million, then we would 1 mil would be the 700,000, and I believe it's 28 2.8 million is the maximum that we can do in any given year, in that year. But it all depends on the grand list, so we don't have that yet.
So,
what goes on it is
yeah.
like trucks that different departments need, maybe capital projects. Somebody wants to spend $1 million on $3 million. I think there's a $3 million track, running track or something on there for, it's out 4 years. This is a 4 year, I think, 4 year budget. So, whatever capital projects we put them on there, and we try to, they move around, and you're just budgeting for it. Things come up. I think 340, 400,000 you're spending this year that was on capital budget for the control work on the heating system at the school. But that's been on the
And
in
we
the
pushed
yeah.
a lot of the stuff off last year into the future because we wanted to get the budget passed. So some you'll find out that we start out with a certain amount, gets cut down, some of it is removed completely, and sometimes it gets moved to other years, and we wind up with a bigger pile in the future that then has to be played with.
Half of our
But
bond
anyway,
money
let's get
for
back to the
funds.
dates, unless there's any other. David, did that answer your question
That
between
was just more than
Rodney?
enough.
Okay.
What time are we thinking on the 13th?
The 13th, we have a selectman's meeting at 6 o'clock. So,
Is that AP? That's
the
AP.
AP, right?
So you want to do the cap at like at 5? Our last AP lasted all of 9 minutes. Or 6:10?
I can make them short.
I'd say
But
it's like
I
six
just
thirty
want to
to
tell you
five.
the
You tell
13th,
me.
I cannot make, I can't be there till about 6:45. And you can start without me. I'm not saying that I have to
Eleven
be there,
hours.
but
Seven.
I
Yeah.
will. So I can give
Seven.
Ross the information and he can take it from there.
I'll have to
Yeah.
attend virtual, but that's fine.
January 13th
The
at seven.
13th is sounds like it's a good date so far.
Yeah, let me just check my calendars. Let me just step off the screen for a second.
I personally will be gone most of January, but I can do it remotely.
So just
Yeah.
while Ross is away, just
Wow.
to give you a little
Too.
information about the Kappa. Per state statute, oh, Ross is back. Per state statute, you have to do a 5-year plan. So you have to have the what we're going to put in the budget for next year and then 4 more years out. That's per state statute. And you want to keep in mind that, and most of you probably don't know this, but in order to use the LOSIP money, you have to have a project in your capital plan. So you can do a project, but you have to get special permission from the state of Connecticut in order to use your LOSIP money if it's not in your capital plan. So even it could be a dream. We want to do all these things, but you need to make sure that it's in your capital plan in order to use it for LOSIP down the road. If you want to use the money for.
So are we good for the 13th? It sounds like I can do it. There's no issues.
13th and 20th, both at 7 o'clock.
And January 20th.
Is that we said the 13th and 20th at 7 o'clock?
We have a select round.
I have two meetings in. Is it accounts payable? No, that's the 27th. The 20th is good.
Okay, 20th is good,
Yeah.
7 o'clock.
Yeah,
So the
20th is
13th.
good for me.
13th and 20th, 7 o'clock.
I'll make a motion to do the 13th and the 20th at 7 o'clock
I'll
for
second
the two Kappa meetings.
it. I'll
Okay.
second it.
Further discussion? I'm not going to wait. All those in favor
None.
signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Opposed? Abstentions? Passes by unanimously by voting members present. I didn't vote on it.
I think you can vote on dates, Ross.
You think so?
Well, that's
Yes,
not
because there's
unanimous
no
either.
money
You
involved.
abstain.
Okay, then that's fine. Then I'll say
Okay.
yes to, and then it's unanimous.
Oh my goodness.
Just to confuse Mary, who has to keep a record of all the motions because they have to all be posted in 48 hours. So I don't want to confuse her too much. Just
Late.
enough. Okay, next on the agenda, let's go on to the budget calendar dates. And that's what we already talked about a little bit out of sequence in order to accommodate Lori.
I think we're going to come back to those in the next meeting, right? After that, you
Yeah.
just send out to the viewing members,
Yeah.
we can circulate our calendars.
Okay. I don't think we don't run up any posting deadlines then.
No, we've already set our budget that the regular meetings are sent to the
Set.
yep, so we're all set.
Okay.
These are special meetings, so we're all set with that.
Okay. Just want to get that on the record.
I am going to
Good.
bring up, but give me a second and I'll bring up the Chelsea Grattan.
Kind of already discussed bank
January,
stuff,
I think
right?
we're gonna have them come in January. For the
Yeah,
January
this one,
15th meeting.
this is to answer a question that folks had at the last meeting is did we or did we not have a signed, agreement? And what, were those agreements? So I talked to Jill. I looked at what we have. We have basically two pieces of paper that were used to get us to where we are with Chelsea Groton. One is this presentation that Jill's included in our package tonight, and that was the presentation to the selectmen. And that had two different approaches, one with a 3 million dollar balance being maintained, and I think at the time it was proposed a 3.75% interest rate associated with that, and then if we kept the $5 million balance minimum, a 4%. Selectmen looked at that at their meeting last, they looked at this presentation at their meeting, and they chose to go with the $5 million balance at the higher interest rate. There are no signatures on this document. It does not explain that the, bank was going to use the federal funds rate as the basis and what their, what the delta between the federal funds rate was and what they're paying to us in interest. But
This gives you the broad picture. The other document that actually has the signatures on it is filled with a lot of information that Jill and I looked at and agreed would need to be redacted. It's got various of our, various signatories on there with their social security numbers, other personally identifiable information. It has account numbers and such in it. So there's a huge amount of it to be redacted. It is signed. And the problem with that is it doesn't explain what the mechanisms are. It says you'll keep an account balance of $5 million. It tells what the fee structures are. It lists, the bank people that are involved. It lists the Bolton people who are involved. It doesn't tell the mechanism behind the scenes that gives us that interest rate.
Ross, sorry.
So
It doesn't give us the mechanism because it's redacted or because it's not in there.
it's not in there. It
It
basically says
always.
you will remain, you will maintain a $5 million account balance, in these accounts which constitute, your general fund with us. List some other funds that we use for operating expenses. It lists the fee schedule. It does not say that we're using the federal funds rate. We will take 25 basis points out of that for us, and you get the remainder. There's nothing like that in there. Your guys are welcome to come and look at it. It's, I just agreed with Jill that it's a lot that would have to be redacted if we wanted to present it to this in full, and it doesn't really answer the questions that folks have, is like, how, what is, how is this set up?
So, Ashley, it
So,
shows each account and what it has attached to it, whether we have positive pay, how our ACH is. It really doesn't give. I didn't want to say, no, you can't have it, but I don't think it's providing the information that you are looking for because it's a lot. All of our accounts, all the account numbers, and whether they have positive pay attached to them, whether they don't have positive pay, whether they have ACHs, and all of those kind of things that really don't, I don't think they answer your question. And I struggled with this because I know what you're looking for, and this document just is not telling you that. You
so
want
if
to
you want to
see
look
a
at it,
signed
Ashley, you're welcome
document.
to.
Yes, you are more than welcome to come to my office and I will show you. It
I
just
guess I just
doesn't.
can't understand the contractual terms at a high level.
Unfortunately, since COVID and the signing of these documents, it's not in person. It's just what we, I it's just I this document is not, I don't think, going to answer your questions. And again, I asked Ross to look at it and give me some guidance because I just don't think it's good. Because if I give it to you, I have to give it to everybody, and it goes online. And I don't think that the information there should go out to the public. It just, there's too much personal information for the town.
Yeah, I wonder if it's also worth a discussion with the auditor as well to understand how he would get comfortable with any, the amount of interest that we've recorded in our financials, because he would have to get comfortably contractually, although he would probably just vouch it through cash payments. And who's to know whether those cash payments are in accordance with the contract. So it might be worth maybe having that as being one of our first discussion points, with the auditor. This is, I mean, maybe this is a typical contract, but very unusual to me that we can't understand what the contractual terms are and how much
So
we would
I would
expect.
let you, I would suggest, Laura, I'm not a financial expert. I look at it at a high level and nothing jumped out at me as wanting to answer your questions. I would say if you get a chance, just go and look at it with Jill in her office, and anybody else who's interested can do so as well. It's just that I think it's just with the information it contains, it's a lot of work to redact it, and it would be better if people just, looked at it directly.
And it just doesn't provide the information that you're looking for. But we also, when talking to the auditor, you have to remember that he has guidelines of how he performs his audit. And this may not be something that
Similar.
he has to audit. I don't know for sure. I'm just saying it could be. So that being said, but certainly we can ask him. That could definitely be a question because he'll tell you. But Yes, that particular document I don't think provides you actually with the information that you want. And I can definitely show it to you. I don't have a problem with that, but I just don't think it's going to provide you with the answers that you're looking for. This provides a little bit more information. It shows you the structure of, the charges and all of those things. Because I struggled with this, because I know what you want to see, but I just don't think it provides information. It puts too much information out to the public.
So this thing, which is not signed, shows more of the structure behind the agreement than what the thing that is signed does.
Okay.
So can I get clarification on when this was done? Because this was the Board of Selectmen from 2015. What's
No,
the date on this?
I do not. I believe it's.
I think it was on the front of it now.
Well, I don't know. I checked just
Oh, well, let
I
me do
didn't
my.
see one. May 23,
There you go.
23.
There you go.
Yeah.
23.
2023.
So this agreement?
That we're
Who
currently on.
this is just
No,
a
this was
placeholder.
their
They're giving them
options.
some options.
This is what they
Oh, okay.
presented to the Board of Selectmen in May
Very
or
well,
J May of last year or June.
it's on something shortly
So
after. 2023, rather, sorry.
the original agreement with the bank was back before COVID, right? When the Board of Selectmen decided to start using Chelsea Bank.
I don't think so. I think it was during, I
It
think we,
was before
20 years.
2023. I know that.
Yes, it was. It was 2021, I believe, but I'm not
Yeah.
positive. 2020 or 2021.
Okay.
We changed back then during COVID, if I recall.
And we had a very competent board at that point, so I highly doubt that they made a bad deal for us. So I just want to make sure that everybody knows that this is from 2021. The board that's currently sitting hasn't been involved with this so
The
far, so.
RFP went out and three banks responded, and the board decided to go with Chelsea Groton.
That's right. Yep.
So again, this is the presentation to the Board of Selectmen back in 2023, and then the other documents are available for inspection with Jill. So we can move on because I can't. Neither Jill nor I can add more to it than that, but like I said, you're welcome to go and look. Okay, we had another topic, grant information.
So, do you want me to talk? Well, Ross and I
Yes,
had
please.
some conversations, and Ross was unaware of the fact that the STEEP grants and LOTSIP, LOSIP, LOTSIP grants are all, you have to spend the money first and then get reimbursed. And we have, Jim, how many? We have several STEEP grants. We have a LOTSIP grant. We don't have a LOSIP grant in place right now, but we had a couple of them are half a million, 1.5 million. Is so the one point the LOTSIP grant, correct, Jim? Correct me if I'm wrong, is 1.5, and then we have three, we have one, two steep grants that are half a million. No, more than that, because we have Hare Park too.
We have three steep grants that are right around a half a million. And I think we've changed the scope of work on the Heritage Farm Trail, so that's around a million.
All of the STEEP and LOSIP and LOTSIP grants, you have to spend the money first and get reimbursed. So that's going to take away from the money that you're collecting interest on. So it's just Ross and I had a conversation, and he just wanted the board to know this information.
Because we talk about these as being free money, which it is in some ways, because it's being given to us by the state, but we have to use our own money first. So we lose the use of that money until we get reimbursed. and any delay from finishing of the project to getting the money is also lost revenue and interest. So we talk about this as being free, but there's a cost to all of these. And the higher the interest rate that we're getting, the more of an impact this has, on the budget. So I just want to, bring that into mind that it's not really completely free because we lose the use of our money for these, where we have to do the work up front ourselves and then get paid back later.
We will space them out a little bit so they're not all happening at the same time. And we can submit for, more than one reimbursement. We don't have to wait until a project is completely done to request a reimbursement. So, we'll try to plan and minimize that as much as possible, but I think it's a good point for you to bring up.
And then, because I'm sure I'm not the only one who's thought of it. And I think then that's also a good point too, Jim, if you want to talk to that in the future, that, how we do this to make sure we're optimizing the use of the money. That's it.
Absolutely.
Unless there's any questions from anybody else.
So, do those have 20% matches?
Some of them do, but we've budgeted for those in our capital budget.
Right, so that's the first 20% that's spent, correct?
No, all of the money is spent first and then reimbursed. It's
Correct.
not.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So if we get a grant for, let's say, 480,000, and we have 20% on top of that, we budget for the 20% in our capital budget, but that 480,000 we have to spend out of town funds and request reimbursements. So on a $500,000 project, we
Time.
need two or three reimbursements.
How long does it take to get reimbursed? That's the
They're
state.
pretty
It's got to take a
quick.
long time.
They're
Are they?
they're pretty quick. I have to say,
Okay.
surprisingly, they're pretty quick. Yep. But I mean, they're big chunks. When you do big projects like this, there's big chunks of money that we dish out first. And yes, we can do several reimbursements, but they're pretty quick. I can honestly say surprising they are.
Any other questions? Because that was it. It just was like we just wanted to make for awareness with the public in the, transparency mode. David? As in
Should I
cold?
make a
freezing in here?
Should I make a motion? Should I make a motion? We adjourn?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll second that.
I'll third
All those in
that.
favor signify by saying aye.
Bye.
Aye. Bye.
Aye. Motion passes and wish everybody happy holidays, whichever ones are yours. And
Thank
see you
you.
next
Thank
year.
you.
Happy
I'm on
holidays.
vacation.
Safe travels,
Bye. Thank you,
Ross.
Mary.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
you.
Bye-bye.
Chris, time recording further than you can stop the recording.
Press stop. Up to your right where you're clicking.
Oh, that's all that stuff.
That dot, yep.